I think what I'm gonna do is start putting, you know, we should do this. We should make investments in our teams. So we should put a little WST juice on the pods to win it all. That way, people ask why you root for the pod. They'll say, for the money. It's an investment.
For the love of money, just like Bone Thugs and Harmony.
How much do you think?
That was Eazy-E.
I don't know, it's March 29th. What are we doing talking about baseball?
It starts on Thursday, April 1st. Major League Baseball is back.
See, here's the problem with baseball now at my age, and it's especially being a Seattle fan. You get in the summer, sure, you might do a Friday night game, but I'm not hanging out in like Club Safeco. That's no fun for me anymore. So you kind of take those games off the table. You're not there on the weekends, so you got other stuff going on. And the team stinks after like June, so there's no reason to go after that. And so you basically have 1 month in which you may go watch a couple games, and then after that, it's season's over.
True. Sometimes you got to go watch opposing players, like Mike Trout comes up there. Watch the Angels. Take a customer to a game. Go for a long lunch in downtown and go catch a game.
I did take in, not necessarily opening day, but what was it, the home opener 1 year? I walked across the street. So we did have our office there. So I was, just walk across the street, grab a ticket for $5, ate a hot dog, watched three innings and came back.
And so, that's the best kind of baseball, midday baseball.
But you are right. There's usually more fans from the other team, the opposing team, than there actually is fans of the Mariners. So, I mean, you're not far off in that statement. People do go watch, you know. You get the Canadians come down for the Blue Jays. Yankees fans are everywhere. Bo Sox, same thing. Angels will come out. There's more Californians now in Washington than Washingtonians. So, you're right. The Angels might be the home team this year.
Last year it was the sprint. This year it's back to the marathon. 60 games due to COVID last year. We're back to 162 games. The commissioner's office, he's worried about that spin rate. They're going to carefully watch foreign substances placed on the baseball so you can't tamper with it so that you're not getting a special edge. But you know what's the same? You know what's consistent? The number one and number two team in Major League Baseball, according to everyone, including WSD Podcast.
Milwaukee Brewers and Florida Marlins.
Whoa, I should kick you off the show for that. Dodgers and Padres, the NL West, the NL, all of Major League Baseball. The two best teams are in Southern California, and that is why I'm so excited. Road trip to San Diego, Dodger games, Dodger dogs. I can't wait for baseball to be back.
Ballast Brewery, I believe it is. The Sculpin is fire. And then they had the Padre Ale or something along those lines that was specialized for Petco. Petco is a great name, by the way.
Yeah.
Great sponsorship name. I mean, when they have Bark in the Park, there's probably taste testing for dog food all around the park. It's got a great sponsor name. T-Mobile, boring, pink everywhere. Give me Petco. I just went to Petco.
That's why I'm wearing the camo. When the pods get out their camo jerseys on Sunday, that's the best day of the year, best day of the week.
So wait. Is this going to be another scenario where you have two teams that you really like in the Lakers and Clippers, and you just pick which team you like along the way based on who's winning?
Yeah. Whoever wins, not the NL West, because that doesn't matter. Whoever comes out of the NL, that's K-Win's team. Split hat for now.
Deal. I'll take the American League. You take the National League. I'll see you in the World Series, buddy. Oh, so this is the only thing that does lead me to baseball. This last Sunday, Brooke and I, by the way, WST is a two-thirds ownership of a fantasy baseball team in the Skagit Valley Fantasy Baseball League. And we had our draft on Sunday. You want me to take you who we got?
Let me know.
Just so you know the assets, this actually might drive up the overall value of our company, Western Standard Time. So let me take you through it. First round, Trevor Story, shortstop.
What pick did we have?
Colorado, number 13.
All right.
Lucky number 13. Second round, Third baseman, we pick up Rafael Devers. Then we go get a first baseman in the third round, Jose Abreu.
He's still around in the third round?
Apparently.
He was AL MVP, wasn't he?
Yep, fourth round. We go and get some veteran help. Charlie Blackman, the beard, still around with the Rockies. We're heavy on the Rockies.
We are heavy on the Rockies.
Hopefully, Coors Field, the ball is still flying out of that place. Fifth round pick. Here's where we go with our ace, starter. Good old Zach Greinke down in Houston. And then we back him up with not Kyle Kendrick, but Kyle Hendricks.
Okay.
He's our two slot. We then go get someone that is going to be resurgent. Resurgent K-Win and Kyle Schwarber. That ball, that's a short porch in right field in Washington.
He's playing for the Nats now, right?
He is. Then our relief pitcher, here's where we kind of went wrong. Relief pitching, we must have got the bottom of the barrel because we got this closer for the Seattle Mariners, Rafael Montero. That's okay. Then we went to Minnesota.
You can't win every category.
No. And then we went to Minnesota. Get Max Kepler. I love the name Max. He can be on our team. And then Mean Gene Segura in Philly. Okay. Another starting pitcher, Jake Rizzo. Sounds like a pasta. And then a relief pitcher, Joaquin Soria. Checkered past, but he's in Arizona. Adam Eaton in the outfield, Mike Minor, another pitcher for the Royals, Robbie Ray, who Brooke loves, and then Omar Navarez as our catcher.
I think it's a solid team.
Western Standard Time. There's our team.
You got no Dodgers, no Padres.
That's what I said. I gave him the strategy. I said, here's the strategy, and I wrote down every Dodgers player and said, draft these guys. He didn't like that. Brooke was our proxy. I wasn't vaccinated, so.
Well, going back to my earlier statement, the Dodgers and Padres are loaded with elite talent and depth. Bellinger, Muncy, Jason Turner, Betts, Lutz, Kershaw. Oh, and by the way, they have former NL Cy Young winner Trevor Bauer on their team.
The Dodgers are the Nets of baseball. They went out and picked up anyone and everyone that come. You had people signing up for contracts that probably wouldn't take elsewhere, but to come play for the Dodgers in L.A., Chavez Ravine, Dodger Dogs, people coming in the fourth inning, leaving in the seventh. They must like that. So who knows? Petco. San Diego is a place where Eric Hosmer went from Kansas City to San Diego.
Yeah, not bad.
Not a bad move on his part. He's surrounded with great talent too. Machado, Tatis Jr. with those glasses. They need to have, you know what you need to circle? Go in, and this is what sometimes I did do when I was younger. I would go circle the games where they had really good giveaways.
Oh, yeah.
Like I got a Nelson Cruz bomb bat that I use for protection next to the bed in case there's anyone that comes around or really tries to scare me. But you should look up when they have the Tatis Jr. glasses giveaway. Yeah. Those would look good on you.
I got to get them. Or the Tatis hair giveaway. They've got to be doing. He's got the best hair. And I have no hair. So I need to mark that on my calendar. Come out of COVID with the Tatis braids and a little bandana action.
You would be picked up in twos like that.
Like that.
I think you're a hustler.
But the pods also picked up Yu Darvish, Blake Snell. They also have Chris Paddock. But remember this name, Jake Cronenworth. They got him from the Devil Rays when they picked up Tommy Pham. He had an okay year last year. This year he's getting comfortable, moved over to second base. I look for big things for the Padres and Jake this year.
Who else? What are the other storylines? You used to be a Giants fan. I mean, those guys have been rebuilding now for some time. Posey's, I wouldn't be surprised if Posey plays player coach. In some respects, he's that old and just wise. Playing first base now because his knees, you can only play catcher for so long, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You got the A's, the pesky A's. They'll probably still be around in the AL West. The Mariners have Kyle Lewis, who is who I think could be a future MVP candidate. He was the AL MVP or AL Rookie of the Year last year.
They also got Taylor Trammell. They picked him up from the Padres when the Mariners traded Austin Nolan.
Yeah. So the Mariners do have some bright young prospects, I'd say. Their farm team went from, I think, the lower third of the majors to the upper maybe 10%, at least probably in the top 10 in terms of farm teams and farm systems. So there's promising young talent. The ownership shakeup that happened. And you actually had I won't get into that, but then you got who else in our jurisdiction? Diamondbacks.
Yeah. And they got Mad Bum. But that's about I don't know about the Diamondbacks. The Giants are in an interesting position because they have Crawford, Posey, Bell, Longoria, Cueto. They have a lot of veterans. And usually when you have a lot of veterans, you're hoping that you're going to make the playoffs and those veterans are going to make a difference. So they're torn between rebuilding, reloading, because Joey Bart is their first round draft pick from a couple of years. He's a catcher. He's in AAA. And then the brightest young players, Yastrzemski, you know, Carl Yastrzemski's grandson. So where do they go? I think if they get off to a slow start, you're going to see Bart at catcher, Posey at first. And I think they're either going to trade or release some of their veterans. So it'll be an interesting year for the San Francisco Giants.
Well, it is also an odd number of years. So the Giants have no chance at the World Series. So you can write that off. Better go for 2022. The Giants are in an odd position. They had a 6-year run where they won 3 World Series. So probably the team of that decade, far and away. So kind of rebuilding coming to the 2020s, I guess you could say.
Yeah, but the A's were everyone's favorite, including mine, to win it all, but they just didn't have the starting pitching. They have Chapman and Olsen. They play good defense, but they're a small market team. I think they're still one player away.
Yeah, and that's tough to with that market in the stadium. They remind me of the Cleveland Indians of old, where you just have like the same fans coming out night after night because they love the A's. The Warriors are gone now in Oakland. The Oakland Raiders are now in Las Vegas. So, you know, the city of Oakland, which is a pretty large city, only has one team now. So you got to imagine fans are going to come out. It's just unfortunate that the Coliseum there is decrepit. And, you know, if it rains, then there's floating baby roofs all around. Who knows?
Now that the Warriors are gone, why don't they blow up Oracle and build a new stadium right there?
Oracle's, it's a great location too. I mean, it's accessible for the most part, especially if you're from Oakland in the East Bay. But yeah, I don't know. There's people out there with money, you know, and they'll support a baseball team, especially with, you know, downtown San Fran and the whole like work from home era now that people aren't going to have to commute. So the idea that they can make it to a game in Oakland is that much higher.
That's much higher.
All right. Do I get to open my package?
Yeah. Favorite days of the year, Super Bowl, first day of March Madness, and Major League Baseball open day. I'm so excited. I got you a present, Big Ben.
I love it. I love presents. I got you one too, but it's not a present. You knew it was coming, and I somehow got stains all over it from Bandon. So right. I hope your present's in a little better shape than mine. You packaged this nicely too.
Thank you.
You actually paid for the express shipping. That's nice. You can tell your OC.
They upgraded me.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, free upgrade at the post office. WSD, we have gear. We have fans who buy a lot of gear. So the post office knows me on a daily basis. Because one of the fulfillment headquarters is here in Hermosa.
You can tell your OCD, and I won't show the packaging, but it's so tight. Like, there's not a space. It's like if there was a cat in here, it would die. There's not even an ounce of air that could get in this thing. I commend you on that. So let me see what I got here.
Yeah.
By the way, always keep a wine opener in your desk drawer. You never know when you need a little Pinot.
Why don't you show the fans the box? See what they're working with. They might have a guess.
It's a bigger box. It's a
bigger box. What's inside?
This is like the unboxing that Barstool used to do. Remember that? except for, okay, what's the note say? Big Ben, thought I'd get you a hat for the best team in Washington, baseball team. Wait, this, I already have this hat.
I didn't get you that hat, and I didn't write that note.
What? Sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, the note actually says, happy, happy MLB opening day, LFG. Do you want to tell everyone what LFG means?
It means let's go, with another adjective in there.
With an expletive.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah!
This is nice. I like the brown, the old school brown. I'll take off this hair.
Oh, ooh, you got one too. Album.
This is authentic. Wow. Why do hats cost so much now?
I don't know. Big markup.
Jeez. Okay, and it fits pretty darn well.
Let's go, Hosmer.
Yeah. I look like Hosmer kind of.
Let's hopefully you hit like him too.
Maybe you go. Oh, and I got a business card from you. Thank you. This is the third one I have. I like it. I'm all for the Padres.
Happy Major League Baseball opening day.
You know what? I've come to a consensus on how I'm going to root for teams from now on, because I'm just over Seattle sports in general, just because all people do is complain. It's so bad and we should be a Super Bowl team every year. But the reality is not many people want to come to Seattle. They'd rather be in San Diego. So would I, frankly. Get more sun. I wouldn't be so pasty. I think what I'm going to do is start putting, you know, we should do this. We should make investments in our teams. So we should put a little WST juice on the Pods to win it all. That way, people ask, why are you rooting for the Pods? They'll say, for the money. It's an investment.
For the love of money, just like Bone Thugs and Harmony.
How much do you think?
That was Eazy-E. I'll put down $5. How much?
I knew it would be $5.
Hey, the Dodgers are really good this year. I might
bet five to win 15. We're breaking the bank, folks. We're retiring after that hit. How about we go 50? 50 each. That puts us 100. What's the odds right now? Let's figure this out.
50 cents each? I'm in.
No. Just don't go buy four cocktails on a Thursday afternoon 1 week, and we're good.
The odds, it's got to be Dodgers have the best.
9 to 1. 9 to 1. So $100, $50 each. Bet 100 to win $900.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I bet Wheezy would take that bet from us. He might give us a little more juice.
Ask Wheezy.
I'll ask Wheeze. I'll squeeze the Wheeze.
Squeeze the Wheeze.
All right.
WSC Podcast, happy Major League Baseball opening day. From Big Ben to Kay Wynn to Petco Park, go Padres.
Go Pods. WSC Podcast, find us wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple iTunes, Stitcher. If you have Stitcher, you probably don't. Google Play Store, if you have an Android. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at WSD_podcast. Like Kay Wynn's videos. Does an awesome job editing those. Check us out on No Filter Network. That's nofilter.net. We got an upcoming show. Jump on live. We got a couple shows coming up. We had a great show with Kevin Euclid talking about MLB First. We'll continue to do that with MLB players. Also, Randy Wynn was great as well.
And you know what's great? Major League Baseball's back.
Biebs lost. Damn. Oh, well.
Wow.
Pac-12 will at least get one. I think we're guaranteed, right? No?
No. Because USC has to beat Gonzaga and UCLA has to beat Michigan.
Both those things won't happen. So both those things will not happen. So it was a good run for the Pac-12.
Hey, three teams in the Elite Eight. No one saw that coming.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like the Mariners getting to within two games of first place in some month after May. It's like a good job. Always next year. Boom.
Always next year. Boom.